Irish citizens returning home are effectively expected to do 12 lessons, be accompanied for a lengthy period as a learner driver. It's ridiculous in the extreme, and it's putting appallingly prohibitive and unnecessary obstacles in the way of people who are making the move home. In one instance, for example, was a consultant for an acute hospital within our region who had an Irish passport for 20 years, went to America, had an American passport for 25 years, came back and was told, no, you need to go back to the beginning. I raised it at the highest level myself, and I was told it was a question of road safety. So really, we need some common sense applied to what are the appropriate road safety measures that we have in this country. But what's happening heretofore, it totally defies logic and is totally unnecessary.
The point's been made in Donegal in particular, where we have the Donegal Connect initiative, inviting members of the diaspora back to Donegal with a view towards investing, with a view towards relocating, with a view towards bringing their skills home. On the one hand, we're saying to them, we want you. On the other hand, we're throwing obstacles in their way like this.
That is precisely the point. And the excellent initiative with the Donegal diaspora and the Donegal Connect initiative for later this year, we hope that for our region and for our nation, is going to contribute significantly in terms of the potential investment that we can get for people who have been successful abroad, reinvesting and in fact removing here to this country. But at the same time, what we're not telling them, as much as ministers like and governments like to trumpet that we're open for business, that we want our people back, but they're talking the talk, but when it comes to walking the walk, they are not, and putting all these ridiculous obstacles in their way. And as I said, if there needs to be a level of interlining that isn't taking place between our services and international services, then get on with it, because we need to make this process easier than it is currently. And I think that that such a ridiculous and arbitrary implementation and application of rules is not what is needed. I mean, I think just a little bit of common sense. Nobody is trying to dilute road safety measures or undermine the good efforts that we have to try and improve road safety, but we must have common sense.